Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
Yo.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone.
I have their app on my phone, and so like I listen to them all when I'm getting ready and then when I'm driving into work.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube, you're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
How apropos, Paige. Perfect.
Yes.
For several reasons. One, well, it's Paige Rejoin Week, the final day of. The song is called High, which tomorrow's 420. And then it's by Jimmy's Chicken Shack, which my former best friend's name was Jimmy, and I had chicken for dinner last night. So this is like a dream right now.
Oh, wow. Circle.
Crank it up. good Lord, how many bananas are you going to eat today? You're like a monkey over there.
Well, you got to get some because, you got to plan for later because some people get here, and I don't know if they take them home or if they just swipe them for their cubicle or what.
Wait a minute, you took four bananas from downstairs?
Oh, yeah, he took all the ripe ones, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get to plan your groceries around the community fruit here.
Probably true.
I'm not, but other people do. That's what I'm saying.
So you are as a result of him.
No, he's going to make a banana pudding at 9-1. He's going to teach us how to do it.
Okay, like,
those won't go home.
Oh, I believe you.
They'll either get eaten or stay here and get bad.
But you're just going to make sure they rot in our office, not downstairs.
Well,
pretty much.
When they bring the fruit here, I think they took them right off the trees because bananas on trees? Yeah, because they're green as can be, and they've got to sit for 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is.
If they hang out for a little bit, they'll be nice and ripe by Thursday or Friday.
I tell you, I was after the break there, after sports, I saw Jimmy running down the hallway, and I was like, oh, I'm going to race. We're running to the bathroom because I had to go to the bathroom and the water fountain. And he was running out the back door. I said, oh, man. That's the thing. If I can't find nine in this building, I know of two places to go.
Really?
Who either be in the bathroom, generally the handicapped stall.
Mm-hmm.
Or, excuse me, physically disabled stall?
Yeah.
Impaired?
Usually. If it's available, I'll take
it. If it's
it.
Available. Or you'll be out back, which is, a lot of people have water coolers. We have a smoking area.
Yeah.
That's usually where all the big conversations of the building go down.
Usually it's just me and the same other two dudes.
Yeah.
One of whom always bumps.
There's an occasional couple ladies out there. Tammy Mangum's down there sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. One of them dudes is always bumming off me, but I don't mind a bit.
Yeah.
Help yourself.
You could run out of smokes.
Were you fiending?
No, I was just, trying to move.
That's one of the things that I have an up on Jimmy is that, if you'd done radio back in the 70s, you could have sat here and smoked all morning. Isn't that crazy to think?
Yes.
Like if you, maybe or even
the early 90s.
Nah.
I think into the 90s, yeah.
In the studio, you think?
I think into the 90s. Paige is nodding.
You could have sat there and smoked cigarette. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Because I remember like watching live news broadcasts. Not that it was Walter Cronkite, but one of those types. There would be an ashtray sitting there with a cigarette, and you'd see the smoke coming up from the newsroom.
Back in the 60s and 70s, everybody did it. Everybody
That's why
did it.
Everybody's walls were yellow back then. It wasn't the paint scheme. It was nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
It was stained with nicotine. So were you fainting pretty hard a moment ago? Is that the big run? I thought you were running to the bathroom.
Didn't think I had much time.
Oh.
So it became a race with me playing a game in my mind.
Wouldn't it be cool to, watch the news and see old Cogdill break out a huge mod after a little bit and just, start vaping?
Start vaping on the news?
Yeah. I mean, you should be able to vape on there or vape in here or whatever. See, that's the one up I have is, like, if I get fiending for that or whatever, throwing a dip.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think they can tell on the air by my voice.
Sometimes you can if it's a big one.
Well, I try not to put a big one in.
Yeah. Sometimes you just can't help
walk
yourself.
For 3 days. No, but so, yeah, I mean, it becomes part of your thing. Now, this is where you wish we were not on the top floor, but on the bottom floor, right?
No, it's good to get the exercise in.
Paige, if we could open this window, would you object to Nine standing there and smoking
no,
a cigarette?
No, I would love the fresh air.
The company
air.
Would. I'd need a balcony.
They would have issues with that.
At least a balcony.
We need a smoking deck.
You ever do more than one just to make sure you can get it in because you might not be able to go back out?
Maximize the time. That'd be hard to do, two at the same time.
Oh, I thought you meant like cigarette. Smoke a whole, not chain smoke, but like actually two, at, like you'd yeah. have one in each corner of the mouth.
Like you got Dracula teeth.
Oh, my gosh.
You ever say, oh, man. Older women, Paige, this is a nod to the ladies. Women can.
Sorry, you can do that.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
can
that.
In a picture?
You can look like you have pins.
We're going to get on TV one day, but until that happens. See if you can do three now.
Oh, God. Could you? You'd have to put one in the nose.
You ever seen like an old woman? You see it on. I used to see it on cops and stuff back in the day. You see an old woman, the cigarette wouldn't even be lit yet, and it would just be holding onto her bottom lip. And as she talked, it would bounce up and down like it was like. There's
like
four cigarettes in his mouth now.
Not lit.
Not lit.
Out, they're not lit.
They're not lit.
Yeah, I get one of those cigarettes.
Hold on.
Oh, God.
Trying to cross out.
How many do you have total? How many?
New fact for the weekend.
Oh, man.
New fact for the weekend.
Can we go on Instagram Live?
How many is in a pack? Like six or seven?
20.
That's so ridiculous.
You all right with that?
Yeah.
We're going to go on Instagram Live then.
There's 19.
Well, if there's 20 in a pack, that's not a bad price, $4 or $5. It's not hurting the smokers.
If you just tuned in, we're trying to see how many cigarettes Nine can put in his mouth at once. They are not lit, for those of you that are watching, at Instagram, at The Rise Guys.
I could still draw off all these at the same time.
Can. No, I don't think so.
No, you could. That's what I'm...
Run downstairs and try it.
That would hurt.
That would waste your weekend pack, too.
Yeah.
Are you going for a sixth cigarette?
Mm-hmm.
A sixth one?
Oh, man. It's like a bar trick. Oh, if only you had a bar, you can go do that.
Oh, my God. There goes number seven. Number seven.
God!
Look at all these people are rolling out of bed and jumping up. Look at the Instagram Live notifications.
Gosh. I think this is about the max.
Yeah. That's it?
I think, this is about as many as you could conceivably try to smoke.
Take them out. Can't understand you at all.
You could win Greenwood's Got Talent with those.
That's the max?
Yeah, I think that's about the maximum number at once with still being able to get a draw off of them. Oh, man, that would be a bad idea, probably.
But have you ever seen that meme, though? It'll show the guy who has, like, probably 50 cigarettes in his mouth, and he's got his mouth like...
Oh, yeah.
Totally, and somebody helped him, obviously.
Yeah.
He's Round drawing mouth. Off of it.
Yeah, I guess.
It would just like explode your lung, right? Like on command.
All right, good wave goodbye to everybody. I have to. My arm's getting tired. Not the first time I've ever said that.
No.
Wave goodbye to everybody.
Bye.
Goodbye, everybody. Don't smoke.
Can I get one of them cigarettes Nine put in his mouth?
No. We're going to auction those off for charity.
Be my honor to have
it. Look, he's got all those cigarettes combined into one maximum cigarette.
That's
now.
10.
God, you could tape them together.
You could draw off that. Absolutely, you could.
Yeah,
if you put
could.
A rubber band on the end of it.
No, there's
Paige, give me your hair.
Plenty of air getting through.
Give me your hair thing.
It probably comes straight out of his ears and ass.
could you draw off of your ears?
I don't think so.
I've butt chugged before.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
What about the nose? You ever smoke through the nose?
No.
He couldn't. Used to not be able to fit his fingers in his nose.
Oh my God! I gotta get a picture of that. He just put them all in his mouth.
Right. 15 there?
Yes, 15 cigarettes.
It's great.
The Great American Smokeout.
Oh, my God.
I knew there was a plus to smoking. This was it.
I'm not wasting a can of dip. Somebody asked on CarolinaVaporMill.com text line, how many plugs can Matt do at a time? I mean, I ain't wasting it. That stuff's expensive now. It's not just for, you can't do, you know, party tricks anymore.
You can't play with them and use them again later like this either.
No, back in the day, I would. I would recycle. Oh, yeah. That was a tough time. That was the lean days when I was dipping grizzly.
Dipping grizzly.
Oh, man.
That sounds awful.
You look like Christy Canyon right now. How many is that, 19?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I got to get a different picture.
Oh, man.
You're upping it. God bless. You make me feel like I'm a girl at Coachella right now. Golly.
I can't believe you recycled the dip.
Look how many buttons now. Yeah. You see how many buttons now? Oh, my God.
I could do mine now.
We could, well, the show would be over then. I want to see how many French fries Fatboy can fit in his mouth. Not eating them, but putting them in your mouth. And I'm not talking about like Carolina Drive-In, the big flat, you know,
no
the
crinkle
big
cut.
No. Or those big flat long ones either. I'm
steak
talking
fries.
About your steak fries. Your traditional French fries.
Yeah, just regular straight cut ones.
Okay, you mean like Golden Arches fries?
Crinkles are the best.
They are the best.
Is there a world record for that?
Probably.
With Guinness? Because, man, that was something you could go after.
We could try bananas in the meantime.
How many bananas can he fit in his mouth?
He's got a damn bushel of bananas over there.
Oh, man. See, I can try, but I got a small mouth. It'd be tough.
Like hold on.
It's physically little.
This is McDonald's world records.
Oh, okay.
The most McNuggets anybody ever fit in their mouth were 19.
I do that at once.
See, oh, crap.
Before
you know,
I
we
leave.
Didn't do
19
today.
At once before he leaves.
Well, you know, we didn't do is my annual peep-off. We always do that before Easter.
Oh, yeah.
Where I put two cartons of those in my mouth.
I thought we had some.
Didn't even get any peeps this year.
Nah. I would put two cartons of peeps in my entire mouth.
And they don't keep well, so you got to get them and then use them pretty quick.
Why are we missing the boat?
Oh, it didn't. Look at the time. Who knew? All right, so maybe we'll get some French fries on Monday.
Maybe.
It would be one of those things where we'd have to work out a deal with one of the fast food places to see if they'd make us a batch early.
Yeah. I had waffle fries at one time.
Oh, that's tough.
Depends on the cut of the waffle fry.
Yeah, some of them are much bigger than others. You're right about
that. I might have to train real hard.
Yeah,
for 3 days.
I smell a new podcast. I really do. all right, world record food. We're gonna take a break. We still have those NHRA tickets we're gonna give away. Let's do this. Catch up on time. We'll do some open phones. You want to do that?
Yeah. We can talk fat. We're gonna put all them bananas in his mouth.
1-800-774-0093. That's 1-800-774-0093. I haven't watched it yet. I was just linked to a video where a guy puts 150 McDonald's French fries in his mouth at one time.
Oh, okay.
They're small, though.
It's a lot, though.
So was this man that did it.
Yeah.
All right. Your calls, 1-800-774-0093. Anything you want to talk about, we'll do it with you right after this.
Now back to Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:33. Happy Friday. Don't worry when you look outside at all the rain and all that. It's going to be getting out of here this evening. Tomorrow's supposed to be real nice.
Sunny.
For Carolina Motor Fest, presented by TLC Motors.
Yeah, man. TLC Motors, Carolina Motor Fest, and presented by the United States Air Force tomorrow. We're going to be out there.
Days like that is when I really will miss my sweet, sweet father. Oh, he would have loved Carolina Motor Fest.
Oh, yeah. He
would
have had a blast at Motor Fest.
He'd take me up to that thing they do at Charlotte Motor Speedway where they'd let people sell all their wares there in the infield.
Mm-hmm.
He'd love going to that. He would freak out. Not only is this a thing, but that his son is being offered a promotional appearance to be there.
Yeah.
He'd be like, my Lord, Matthew, you don't even know anything about cars.
Yep.
What are you even doing there? I don't know, Daddy. I don't know what booth I'm going to be at either. I'll be at the Planet booth, the P1 Pilsner booth, or the TLC Motors booth.
I think we'll just be at all three.
They should put them all three by each other.
Yeah.
And then we could just walk back and forth real simple.
Yeah.
Will they have funnel cakes and things like that?
Oh, yeah.
Probably. I imagine there's going to be food trucks. There's food trucks.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We can go critique them all.
Yep. A little bit from you and a little bit from you and a little bit from y'all as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a car show. They have swap meet. And then all the stuff the Air Force has going on is real cool. It's just $10 to get in to see all of it for yourself.
Yeah.
It costs more to enter the car show or to swap meet space, also just $10.
Yeah. I'll probably just go and park as a regular car.
Yeah, me too.
I won't cruise in or anything special.
Nah, I won't.
I'll probably drive fast because it's early.
Yeah.
We're there from 11 to 1.
Oh, yeah.
That's early for me on a Saturday.
Yeah.
So, come out and see us. Weather's going to be great. I'm bringing my kid with me, so bring your kid.
Yeah.
We'll do a kid meetup.
Oh, yeah, do it. Take the kids.
Yeah. So, and also, don't forget this, too. Today's Stoner Boner Jeopardy, Fatboy versus Nine, to settle the score. We'll finally get to that, and it'll be your way to win tickets to the NHRA 4-Wide next weekend at ZMAX.
Mm-hmm.
The Nationals.
Charlotte.
Yes.
Fatboy, ZMAX. Are you saving up your energy for Jeopardy? You just seem a little not – I mean, you never seem energetic, but today maybe a little less than normal.
I don't sleep much anymore.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so God. If I do, it'd be big chunks in the afternoon.
I've heard that.
That
about
was
you.
My nickname in college.
All right, go ahead.
Hold on, Fatboy sent a text. Well, let me ask. Can I talk about the picture you sent? The screenshot of your alarms.
Oh yeah.
Okay, because I don't want to offend. Fatboy was making a joke the other day to me about. I found something that he's been looking for that's available at a store. And he showed me in a group text to me a 9 that he set up his alarm to go at 4:20 in the morning by this store and look for it. Obviously, it's Walmart. Mm-hmm. So here's the screenshot of his alarms.
Yep.
3 a.m. wake up. 4:20 a.m. the Walmart trip. 4 p.m. wake up.
Yep.
Yeah, I got to wake up because – I'll sleep through to 6 or 7, and then it's all screwed up.
Let that sink in for a minute. He gets up at 3 a.m., comes here, works or whatever. Then what time do you settle in, would you say, Fat Boy, for the nap or the second sleep?
I don't know, man, because I can't sleep more than about 30 or 40 minutes at a time.
What?
Because, like, you know, I got that going on. I wake up, my throat hurts, and my head hurts, and
you got to see somebody professionally about that.
I really do. I really want you to promise you'll go to a sleep study.
You really got to get on that. I mean, if you can't sleep at all and you got that going on, you know exactly what it is.
Well, they're going to tell me to lose weight, and which I need to. But
they might get you one of those forced air machines, the CPAP, because it'll force air to you.
Yeah, you can get them in backpacks.
Not die.
You can stay active.
Can I not go get one?
I don't know.
Does that have to be prescribed?
Probably. It has to be fitted or something. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I would go see somebody with that. That's odd. That's really odd.
I mean, I'm probably going to have to at some point, but it sucks because you can't sleep. You know what's weird?
Hmm.
If I make a bath, I can sleep in the bathtub.
Oh, my
Dude,
gosh.
Dude, my daddy did that all the time. My mom would say, go wake up your daddy. He fell asleep in the tub. And I always thought, what if he flipped over and went face first in the water?
Mm-hmm.
Tub wasn't wide enough.
Yeah, there's...
Couldn't do it. There was no flipping in that tub.
I'm snug where I'm at.
You can
it was a Mill Hill clawfoot tub.
Oh, yeah.
You know, no flipping in that thing.
Oh, that worries me, fat boy, you know?
Yeah. Fat boy, double fat.
Well, I mean, I don't want to keep waking my wife up, so I'll try to go downstairs and sleep on the couch, but it's just nothing doing, man. I can feel it sometimes where it's just like violently, like a jerking.
Yeah.
Do you fall asleep in the office in there sometimes, fat boy?
No.
Do you fall asleep at red lights?
No.
See, I used to do that all the time.
Oh, really?
Remember, Jim?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Matt used to fall asleep all the time.
I was never like a doctor never told me I was narcoleptic, but they said you've got some kind of blockage in your whatever. Because I would quite literally fall asleep at red lights.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go ahead and do the sleep study.
Or eat lunch.
Right
or
down there that night.
Eating pancakes at 4 a.m. after we'd been having a Halloween party all night.
Yeah, I was drunk.
That's different.
I go there and they say, this is going to sound weird. We don't think you have COPD or anything. We think your tonsils are too big.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, what? So I go to the ear, nose, and throat place, and they're like, we won't take them out unless they're infected. I was like, they're saying I might die.
Yeah.
Because I can't breathe right. I'm getting real bad headaches. Well, until they get infected. So I drank some bleach,
mm-hmm.
and I went back.
Oh, that would disinfect.
Like,
yeah.
No, you're right. They're like, oh, your lungs are, your tonsils are white now. It's weird.
Yeah.
I caught myself doing something yesterday where you don't really nod off, but like maybe you kind of nod off, but you like I shake real fast to make sure, you know, I wake up and watch what's going on.
Are you choking yourself while you're doing this?
No.
Okay.
No.
Maybe
that's
I should.
Asphyxiation stuff.
Because it's in traffic and before you know it, a car is a lot closer than you think it is.
Oh, yeah.
It says people text in and you get a sleep study and then they'll fit you for a CPAP machine and you have to get prescriptions from the doctor for the equipment.
Oh, boy.
See, I saw something on Facebook, and I just contacted the guy.
Yeah.
Like, let me get a machine. Then I didn't know you got to go to the doctor first. You got to get referred and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is medical stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll go, I guess.
You should, unless you just want to die.
No.
I don't think you do.
I like sleeping.
I wonder sometimes, though.
It's
you
fun.
Like sleeping?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you dream?
No.
I dreamed last night. First time in a long, long time.
What happened?
I can't tell you. I don't want to talk.
You don't remember?
Yeah, but it's a can of worms. We'll save one day next week. It's a can of worms.
No, I don't care.
I wanted you to not critique my dream, but tell me what it meant.
Too much to get into.
Too much
here.
To get into now. We have just Stoner Boner Jeopardy. We have FOF, all that stuff coming.
Yep.
All kinds of things going on. Motorfest. It's too much.
What do you? I mean, what are you doing in a sleep study? They watch you for a couple hours.
They put all the stuff, all the things all over you. The only problem I have with the sleep study is I sleep on my stomach.
Oh yeah, me too.
You can't with a sleep study. At least when I did it, you have to stay on your back the whole time.
I don't know if I can.
Can you sleep like that? I mean, I did somehow.
I did it without any sedatives.
That's the thing. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's natural to sleep on your back, I guess.
Yeah. It's not natural to sleep in the jump man position that I sleep in with a pillow clutched in the other one instead of a basketball.
So. I don't think so. You can't say it's unnatural. I don't know.
It looks like I'm hanging off the side of a building when I'm laying in the bed.
I had a sleep study one time, and it was shortly after I had back surgery. So at that point, I couldn't sleep long either, more than 3 or 4 hours at a time. And I mean, I slept for about 3 hours at the study, and then I was like, hey, I'm up, and I'm not going to go back to sleep. So they just let me leave then.
I can't sleep on my stomach. This is too much.
They want you to be there for about 6 hours.
I mean,
if you slap on your stomach, I don't know if your face would touch the pillow.
It hurts. I got to move.
It looked like he was in the downward dog position. Fat boy, are you doing yoga? No, I'm asleep. Be quiet.
Like I got to shift over. I got to have my arm up, and I got to have a fist on my forehead. So I kind of brace it up.
I used to sleep like that when I was really big.
Would you think it's almost like your body's like pushing your head into position so you don't choke?
Yeah. Or, I think so, yeah, because I used to sleep with a fist either on my forehead or on my cheek.
Same thing. Would you wake up with your hand asleep?
Yeah. And a big red spot on your forehead where your fist was dug into it?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So you can breathe.
I was so scared I was going to have nerve damage in my hands.
Yeah. Plus, when I was, when I was like 400 pounds, I slept on my stomach more so than I do now. Now I just sleep sitting up, laying on my back, whatever I want to do.
Man. Yeah. Well, that went down a road I wasn't expecting.
That's scary.
Yeah, no. I got to get something done. I want to because I like going to sleep.
We're worried about you over here.
No, you're not.
They really, like,
no, kind of are.
The CPAP machine, like, you think about it, it makes you, like, when I think about it, I'm like, oh, that's an old person kind of thing. But maybe they should come up with, like, because my mom's on oxygen, and when she takes pictures, she always takes it out because she hates the way it looks. But I was telling her the other day, it's like, they should make designer CPAP machines. Like, if you could have a Louis Vuitton cover over your face instead of just those clear ones, you'd be like, oh, look at you with your
fancy.
Coach Oxygen.
Yeah, look.
It's not Coach, it's Agner.
I put my CPAP on, I look like Demon Finn Balor.
Oh, look. Yeah. Oh, they could license it to WWE. You could wear an Ultimate Warrior CPAP machine.
Yeah.
Bane
would
be
great.
Like
I look like Jason when I'm asleep with my mask on.
Oh, God.
Like a BioShock?
Awesome. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, look.
I'm going to go now.
He's Bill Lambert asleep over there.
Yeah.
Oh, Rip Hamilton.
Yeah, you like Rip Hamilton.
I want to go now. That's
please
cool.
go.
Yeah,
please
go. Be quieter in your house.
Talk me into it.
You're going to be the new Darth Vader.
All right, enough talk about sleep. Let's wake him up, Paige. What are we working on at the Plex right now?
Well, we're going to find out what old Stella Mason did to terrorize her neighbors who live next door to her. We'll get into that story next in your Rise Guys headlines.
I ain't familiar with her.
Stella can't be a young woman.
I know. She's 82.
Oh, Stella, yeah.
Stella
Spoiler
Mason.
Alert.
Yeah, I was going to guess her age, Paige. Thanks a lot.
82?
We'll find out next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
You know you love them, but all you got to do is like the Rise Guys at facebook.com/933theplanet. The proud home of the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3. The planet just rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big old hoo-has.
Well, here's the story for you. An 82-year-old woman... or an 82-year-old neighbor from hell, they called her.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, she donned ear protectors and blasted a song called The Laughing Policeman as late as into 2 a.m. in the morning. She finally appeared in court, so...
What's wrong with her? She's senile?
What's The Laughing Policeman?
It's a song by Charles Jolly. It was...
You aren't telling me anything?
A song from the 20s.
Oh, okay. That tells me a lot about it.
Do we have access to this music?
Let me look.
All right, we're going to look.
I'm going to look.
The Laughing Policeman, she said.
Let's find some good 20s music.
I listened to that 40 years ago. This would be my favorite song.
40 years ago, I was 40 years old. 50.
Well, here it is. I could totally strip to this. I'd be a vaudeville girl. Do they sing? Is it instrumental? Dude, this sounds horrific movie to me.
Yeah.
This sounds like a horror movie.
It does, doesn't it?
Puts you in the mind of like what, the first Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah, because I was thinking of
that's Cab Calloway.
I was thinking of a barn, and then there was a flickering light in the barn. And when it flickers, you would see a ghostly family standing there. And when the light goes off, they disappear. And then they're back. And then they go off. And then it goes off again. And it comes back on. And they're standing right in front of you.
Yeah.
Just wrote a movie trailer.
So the neighbors think that Stella was just clearly blasting the music to make her neighbors crazy at that hour.
Well, it'd work.
And when the cops finally showed up, after more than a year of complaints, they found Stella had her speakers pointed at the wall towards her neighbor's house, and she was wearing earplugs.
Oh, yeah. She was doing
she
it
She was
then.
Doing it on purpose.
Trying to be get back at them for being noisy?
Yeah, what were they doing so noisy?
Well,
listening to their Buff Coat and Beaver?
I don't know exactly what the whole thing is, why she decided to terrorize her neighbor and be annoying.
Hold on a minute. Say that again, Jim.
Having sex. You got to say it with a good CKS on it. Sex.
Sex.
So, I guess they accused her of doing that for such a long time, and finally, she was finally arrested, and so she was charged of engaging in a course of conduct to cause fear or alarm, and she pled guilty this week and was fined $585, and this was in Scotland, so their court's a little different than us.
Is this jazz? Would you call it jazz music?
Yeah.
Because jazz leads to orgies.
It does.
Remember, that's what they said in Reefer Madness.
Mm-hmm.
Weed leads to jazz equals to evil spirits and orgies.
Yep.
Well, and the government put that stuff out.
Yeah, they did.
Let's call it marijuana because they'll think it's from Mexico and they'll associate that with their hatred of other races.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
This music's great, though.
You like that?
I do. I'm tapping my toes over here.
Waiting for someone with a knife to break down your door.
Oh, yeah. The lights are going to flicker back on again.
Get all crazy on you.
The lights are going to come. They're going to turn off and come back on, and the Undertaker's going to be in the ring.
Kind of reminds me of American Horror Story for some reason. All right. So let's talk about a boy band, a Korean K-pop sensation, BTS. They broke multiple Guinness World Records with their Boy With Love video. It debuted with 74.6 million views in the first 24 hours. So the records that they broke, most viewed YouTube video in 24 hours, most viewed YouTube music video in 24 hours, and most viewed YouTube music video in 24 hours by a K-pop group. So that's three.
K-pop. Korean pop.
Yeah.
They're not from Japan.
No.
They would be J-pop then.
Yeah, this is K-pop.
From the Axis of Evil.
Or South.
If they were from Peru, would they be in P-pop?
Mm-hmm. Possibly.
So with Two Live Crew. Paige, I don't understand the phenomenon behind these guys. And I know it's a different generational thing, but I could look back at NKOTB. I can look at Backstreet Boys. I can look at NSYNC. I could see. It's not like I'm looking at them through white guy eyes. It's just, it's. I don't get the phenomenon behind it.
Yeah.
It's like we let the Far East and Europe decide what we like in America. And then they invade our country. Beatlemania.
Well, as far as Americans being with us.
Should have been Skinner Mania.
Record holders would be Ariana Grande and then Taylor Swift.
Well, I support them dethroning them then.
Yeah.
Whew. It's not even English, I don't think, like any of it.
I was telling you, when I tuned in to SNL the other night, they were the musical performers. I thought it was a bit at first, and when I realized it wasn't a bit, I couldn't figure out in what language we were singing.
It's like not
listen
much.
Listen to it. Listen, what is this?
I mean, it's Korean.
Okay. Just asking. I can't tell with some American rap.
That could have been Migos for all you know.
It could be Migos. Is that Will I Made It?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I watched the video over here, and I don't get it.
Like,
it's just, I mean, it's like there's a bunch of them. There's like eight of them, and they're all dancing around.
People like them.
You can understand Halsey's part, but nobody else.
But, you know.
It should have been the Spice Guys. That would have went over better.
Thank you.
Does it make any more or less sense than the phenomenon around New Kids or NSYNC or Backstreet Boys? It's
yeah,
the same thing.
Because that was Jordan, and it was Joey, and it was Donnie.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah, and Danny?
It's the same thing.
See, look at them. They're cute.
Hold on.
Cute
Joey McIntyre. Donnie Wahlberg. Jordan Knight. Jonathan Knight. Danny Wood.
You got him.
Suck it!
Well, this is Sugar and Gene and RM and J-Hope and V and Jimin and Jungkook.
Oh, hey.
Wow, yeah. Nailed it.
Jungkook. Sorry. Jungkook. One word.
I just don't get it. I don't get it. But I do you think these guys would be as popular in America? Forget it. I was going to say, like, anime is super huge. Like, my child, she's 16. She'll watch some of that anime stuff. Like Sailor Moon, I think it's called.
Yeah.
So it's almost along that. It's like a live action anime, but they sing and dance.
They love that stuff.
Yeah.
Teenagers.
I support it for being at least, while it's nonsense, it's no new form of nonsense. Same thing as New Kids or NSYNC or Backstreet Boys.
Wait a minute. Wait a damn minute.
Menuda.
Are they North Korean pop or South Korean pop?
Oh.
I don't know.
It's got to be South Korean. They wouldn't have been allowed
South
out
Korean.
Of the country.
Yes. They're South Korean.
They're SK-pop. SK-pop.
All right. Well, nice weather puts you in a good mood, right?
Yeah.
It should.
Jimmy speaks of loving rainy days. I hate him.
Yeah, I like every day. Rainy, sunny, I love them both.
Fat Boy hates him. He has to turn the TV louder because of all the rain outside.
Yep.
Well,
it sucks.
Are you normally in a good mood? Because you can be in a better mood if the weather is nice. And there was a study that asked about 4,000 people, and 87% agree that, the weather does help. Especially if you're on vacation, I would say.
Well, yeah.
Because if you're stuck with kids and it's raining, it's, you got to make some other plans.
Mm-hmm.
So it does improve their mood, according to 46%, a great deal. And 41% say it helps somewhat. And then 8% said it doesn't really matter. But you know what? If it's just like dreary like this, it's going to put you in a funk. Wouldn't you agree?
My grandma told me that the reason, maybe I'm finding out now that was a lie too, but she would always say there were stores at the beach, like shops and malls and all that at the beach in case it rained.
Of course.
So you would have something to do.
Yeah. Movies.
Yeah, movie theater at the beach.
Yeah.
I can tell you how many Myrtle Square Mall movies I went and saw.
I know, right?
One I remember very well, it was raining like hell and I was down at the beach and I went to see Street Fighter the movie with Van Damme and Raul Julia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, went to see that at Myrtle Beach. But yeah, I mean, if it's just one rainy day, that doesn't put you in a funk unless you're looking to be in one.
Yeah, I mean, if you're already that way and it's gray or depressed, it's going to, make you feel worse.
But a guy who would go out and buy 3 video games in one visit yesterday, I'm not going to name any names, Nine, you would be loving a rainy day. What about a rainy night?
Yeah. Well, I love a rainy night. Yeah.
Well, see, rainy nights are romantic, rainy days, blah.
I will clarify that I bought the BioShock collection for $15.
3 games.
$15. Bucks.
Yeah.
Great savings. $5 a piece. I was looking for new games, but they don't make good ones anymore, so I had to buy the BioShocks again.
Get Fortnite.
No,
there you go.
No.
Make friends.
No.
That's how you do it.
You have to be able to do the dance to play the game, I hear.
I don't floss. Yeah.
Tuesday's Mortal Kombat 11.
Yeah. I got Mortal Kombat 10 on my Game Pass.
I got the X.
Yeah. I was doing some snooping the other day. I got on PlayStation Network to fool around, and I saw, look around, play game, whatever, and I saw my notification says, Fat Boy just earned a new trophy and welcome to the game, 16.
Mm-hmm.
The baseball game, I think it was.
Oh, yeah, the show.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to the show, yeah.
Fat Boy loves the show. Not this one, that one.
No, he loves that show. Yeah. He probably tweets about that one more than he does this one.
Yeah, yeah, that's his M.O. on Twitter. Tweeting about not us.
He doesn't get any sleep and we pick on him all the time.
We'll write down. Did you get a friend request from this guy? I don't know if I can say it, but
no.
It's pretty popular on there.
I'm glad I don't have that thing now, so I can't get a friend request from that guy.
I don't want to know that guy.
PlayStation Network?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, then.
I think that's P1 Looper's user ID on there.
I'll write down his alias, too. Maybe I'll tweet.
That's not his alias?
No, this one is.
Oh, one word.
That's his name.
I think that's
it.
The bottom one.
Yeah, you can't say that for sure.
No, let me come on.
No,
can't do it.
I can't get fired.
Clear away from that.
Yeah, you still can.
Definitely.
Still
can. All right. All right,
guys. We'll get renewed.
You can work without a contract. But you can't get fired without one, right? Oh, you can.
You definitely can.
Hey, you walk out the
definitely
door
can.
With a box with that. Yeah. All right, well, Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Paige. And those are Rise Guys headlines.
I do every day, Paige.
I know.
I really do. Lunchbox, though.
Hey, same here.
All right, we're going to take a break. It is time to join together around your radios and tell the enemies of the state, enemies of the world, people who have pissed you off this week to F off. TGIFOF, the FOF line, right after this. Hold on, please.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Good to hear in the morning when you're driving to work.
It just goes over the edge.
It's great. It's great chemistry. I love the humor.
The Rise Guys. Weekday morning.
93.3 The Planet.
The Planet rocks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.